Chapter 20. In a room, a woman sat at a table eating like a fat monk in a picture. A soiled, unshaven man pushed open the door and entered. "Well," said he, "Mac's dead." "What?" said the woman, her mouth filled with bread. "Mac's dead," repeated the man. "The hell she is," said the woman. She continued her meal. When she finished her coffee, she began to weep. "I can remember when her 2 feet was no bigger than your thumb, and she wore worsted boots," moaned she. "Well, what of that?" said the man. "I can remember when she wore worsted boots," she cried. The neighbors began to gather in the hall, staring in at the weeping woman, as if watching the contortions of a dying dog. A dozen women entered, and lamented with her. Under their busy hands, the rooms took on that appalling appearance of neatness and order with which death is greeted. Suddenly the door opened and a woman in a black gown rushed in with outstretched arms. "H, poor Mary," she cried, and tenderly embraced the moaning one. "Ah, what terrible affliction is this," continued she. Her vocabulary was derived from mission churches. "E, poor Mary, how I feel for yes. Ah, what a terrible affliction is a disobedient chill." Her good, motherly face was wet with tears. She trembled in eagerness to express her sympathy. The mourner sat with bowed head, rocking her body heavily to and fro, and crying out in a high, strained voice that sounded like a dirge on some forlorn pipe. "I can remember when she wore worsted boots and her 2 feet was no bigger than your thumb, and she wore worsted boots, Miss Smith," she cried, raising her streaming eyes. "Ah, me poor Mary," sobbed the woman in black. With low, coddling cries, she sank on her knees by the mourner's chair, and put her arms about her. The other women began to groan in different keys. "Your poor misguided chill is gone now, Mary, and let us hope it's for the best. Ye'll forgive her now, Mary, won't yes, dear, all her disobedience? All her thankless behavior to her mother, and all her badness? She's gone where her terrible sins will be judged." The woman in black raised her face and paused. The inevitable sunlight came streaming in at the windows, and shed a ghastly cheerfulness upon the faded hues of the room. Two or three of the spectators were sniffling, and one was loudly weeping. The mourner arose and staggered into the other room. In a moment she emerged with a pair of faded baby shoes held in the hollow of her hand. "I can remember when she used to wear them," cried she. The women burst anew into cries, as if they had all been stabbed. The mourner turned to the soiled and unshaven man. "Jimmy, boy, go get your sister. Go get your sister and we'll put the boots on her feet. They won't fit her now, ye damn fool," said the man. "Go get your sister, Jimmy," shrieked the woman, confronting him fiercely. The man swore sullenly. He went over to a corner, and slowly began to put on his coat. He took his hat and went out, with a dragging, reluctant step. The woman in black came forward and again besought the mourner. "Ye'll forgive her, Mary. Ye'll forgive your bad, chill. Her life was a curse and her days were black, and ye'll forgive your bad girl? She's gone where her sins will be judged. She's gone where her sins will be judged," cried the other women, like a choir at a funeral. "The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away," said the woman in black, raising her eyes to the sunbeams. "The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away," responded the others. "Ye'll forgive her, Mary," pleaded the woman in black. The mourner essayed to speak, but her voice gave way. She shook her great shoulders frantically, in an agony of grief. Hot tears seemed to scald her quivering face. Finally her voice came and arose like a scream of pain. "Oh, yes, I'll forgive her. I'll forgive her." End of the Project Gutenberg ebook, Maggie. A Girl of the Streets. This file should be named MGOTS-12. TTXT or MGOTS-12. Zip corrected editions of our ebooks, get a new number, MGOTS-13. T. .ttxt versions based on separate sources. Get new letter. MGOTS-12ATTXT. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the U.S., unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people started our websites at http Gutenberg .net or http promo .net page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. HTTP www.iabiblio or gutenbergetext04ftp ftp iabiblio.org pubdocs books gutenbergetext04 or etext03 02 01 00 99 98 97 96 95 94 93 92 92 91 or 90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get any ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus. We are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population, then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress. Means estimated, : ebooks year month, 1971 July 10 1991 January 100 1994 January 1000 1997 August 1500 1998 October 2000 1999 December 2500 2000 December 3000 2001 November 4000 2001 October November 6000 2002 December 9000 2000 3 November 10,000 2004 January. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been created to secure a future for Project Gutenberg into the next millennium. We need your donations more than ever. As of February 2002, contributions are being solicited from people and organizations in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We have filed in all 50 states now, but these are the only ones that have responded. As the requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. Please feel free to ask to check the status of your state. An answer to various questions we have received on this. We are constantly working on finishing the paperwork to legally request donations in all 50 states. If your state is not listed, and you would like to know if we have added it since the list you have, just ask. While we cannot solicit donations from people in states where we are not yet registered, we know of no prohibition against accepting donations from donors in these states who approach us with an offer to donate. International donations are accepted, but we don't know anything about how to make them tax deductible, or even if they can be made deductible, and don't have the staff to handle it, even if there are ways. Donations by check or money order may be sent to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, PMB 113-1739 University Avenue, Oxford, MS 38655-4109. Contact us if you want to arrange for a wire transfer or payment method other than by check or money order. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been approved by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service as a 501c3 organization with an employee identification number 64622154. Donations are tax deductible to the maximum extent permitted by law. As fundraising requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. We need your donations more than ever. You can get up-to-date donation information online at http://www.ggutenberg.netdonation.html. If you can't reach Project Gutenberg, you can always email directly to Michael S. Hart, H-A-R-T at pobox.com /prof. Hart will answer or forward your message. We would prefer to send you information by email. The legal small print, 3 pages, start the small print. For public domain ebooks start, why is this small print statement here? You know, lawyers. They tell us you might sue us if there is something wrong with your copy of this ebook, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print statement disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you may distribute copies of this ebook if you want to. Before you use or read this ebook, by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM ebook, you indicate that you understand, agree to, and accept this small print statement. If you do not, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for this ebook by sending a request within 30 days of receiving it to the person you got it from. If you received this ebook on a physical medium, such as a disc, you must return it with your request. About Project Gutenberg TM ebooks. This Project Gutenberg TM ebook, like most Project Gutenberg TM ebooks, is a public domain work distributed by Professor Michael S. Hart through the Project Gutenberg Association, the project, among other things. This means that no one owns a United States copyright on or for this work, so the project and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission, and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth below, apply if you wish to copy and distribute this ebook under the Project Gutenberg trademark. Please do not use the Project Gutenberg trademark to market any commercial products without permission. To create these e-books, the project expends considerable efforts to identify, transcribe and proofread public domain works. Despite these efforts, the project's e-books and any medium they may be on may contain defects. Among other things, defects may take the form of incomplete, inaccurate or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other e-book medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. Limited warranty. Disclaimer of damages, but for the item of replacement or refund described below, 1. Michael Hart and the Foundation and any other party you may receive this ebook from as a Project Gutenberg TM ebook disclaims all liability to you for damages, costs and expenses, including legal fees, and 2. You have no remedies for negligence, or under strict liability, or for breach of warranty or contract, including but not limited to indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damages. If you discover a defect in this ebook within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it, by sending an explanatory note within that time to the person you received it from. If you received it on a physical medium, you must return it with your note, and such person may choose to alternatively give you a replacement copy. If you received it electronically, such person may choose to alternatively give you a second opportunity to receive it electronically. This ebook is otherwise provided to you as is. No other warranties of any kind, express or implied, are made to you, as to the ebook or any medium it may be on, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. Some states do not allow disclaimers of implied warranties, or the exclusion or limitation of consequential damages, so the above disclaimers and exclusions may not apply to you, and you may have other legal rights. Indemnity. You will indemnify, and hold Michael Hart, the Foundation, and its trustees and agents, and any volunteers associated with the production and distribution of Project Gutenberg TM texts harmless from all liability, cost and expense, including legal fees, that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following, that you do or cause. 1. Distribution of this ebook. 2. Alteration, modification, or addition to the ebook. Or 3. Any defect. Distribution under Project Gutenberg TM. You may distribute copies of this ebook electronically, or by disk, book or any other medium, if you either delete this small print, and all other references to Project Gutenberg, or 1. Only give exact copies of it. Among other things, this requires that you do not remove, alter or modify the ebook or this small print statement. You may, however, if you wish, distribute this ebook in machine-readable binary, compressed, markup, or proprietary form, including any form resulting from conversion by word processing or hypertext software, but only so long as either colon, the ebook, when displayed, is clearly readable, and does not contain characters other than those intended by the author of the work, although tilde, tilde, asterisk, and underline, characters may be used to convey punctuation intended by the author, and additional characters may be used to indicate hypertext links, or the ebook may be readily converted by the reader at no expense into plain ASCII, EBCDIC or equivalent form by the program that displays the ebook, as is the case, for instance, with most word processors, or you provide, or agree to also provide on request at no additional cost, fee or expense, a copy of the ebook in its original plain ASCII form or in EBCDIC or other equivalent proprietary form. 2. Honor the ebook refund and replacement provisions of this small print statement. 3. Pay a trademark license fee to the Foundation of 20% of the gross profits you derive, calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. If you don't derive profits, no royalty is due. Royalties are payable to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation the 60 days following each date you prepare or were legally required to prepare your annual or equivalent periodic tax return. Please contact us beforehand to let us know your plans and to work out the details. What if you want to send money, even if you don't have to? Project Gutenberg is dedicated to increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form. The project gratefully accepts contributions of money, time, public domain materials, or royalty-free copyright licenses. Money should be paid to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. If you are interested in contributing scanning equipment or software or other items, please contact Michael Hart at HART at PoBox. C.com. Portions of this ebook's header and trailer may be reprinted only when distributed free of all fees. Copyright C. 2001, 2002 by Michael S. Hart. Project Gutenberg is a trademark and may not be used in any sales of Project Gutenberg ebooks or other materials, be they hardware or software, or any other related product without express permission. End the small print. For public domain ebooks ver. 021102 and Gutenberg Edition.